Hello, my friends. Welcome. Today, we're embarking on a fascinating journey, and I'm thrilled to have you all aboard. Our destination, discovering the hidden treasure of purpose and motivation in mastering English. Yes, it's a bit like a quest, but instead of searching for lost cities or treasure chests, we're exploring the vast and vibrant world of language learning. Now, let me tell you a little secret about myself. I'm somewhat of a language enthusiast. My adventures in linguistics took a particularly exciting turn when I decided to learn French. Picture this, me, armed with nothing but high hopes and a book of French idiomatic expressions, stepping into the world of bonjour, merci, and c'est pas grave. It was a roller coaster with ups and downs and a few loop-de-loops. But you know what? It was this journey, with all its twists and turns, that gave me some invaluable insights into the art of language learning, communication, and life in general. So why is finding a purpose so crucial in this adventure? Well, it's a bit like having a compass in the wild. It guides you, it keeps you on track, and most importantly, it reminds you why you started in the first place. The world of second language acquisition theories is brimming with fascinating ideas about this. These theories aren't just scholarly musings. They're like the secret recipes that can transform your language learning experience from meh to magnifique. So buckle up, dear friends. Whether you're learning English to scale new professional heights or weave your way through exotic travels or simply to enjoy a Hollywood movie without those pesky subtitles, knowing your why can make all the difference. Let's dive in and uncover the magic of purpose in your language learning journey. We'll be right back after this short break. What's purpose got to do with it anyway? Well, that's a big question, and we're going to answer that among other things. All right, let's dive right into the heart of the matter, the role of purpose in language learning. Imagine purpose as your personal language learning GPS. It's what directs your studies, keeps you motivated during those tricky grammar lessons, and most importantly, reminds you why you're deciphering the mysteries of past perfect tense at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. In language learning, purpose is that driving force that answers the big question, why am I doing this? It could be as grand as wanting to work in an English-speaking country or as simple as wanting to understand Beatles songs without looking up the lyrics. Purpose is your own personal cheerleader, getting you through the highs and lows of learning a new language. Now let's sprinkle some scholarly spice onto this, shall we? So research in linguistics and second language acquisition has repeatedly shown that learners with a clear purpose tend to learn more efficiently and retain information better. It's like having a clear destination on your GPS. You're more likely to get there without unnecessary detours, and you won't get lost. But wait, there's more. The saga of intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. So intrinsic motivation is when you are learning English because you love the language, you enjoy the challenge, or you have a passion for English literature. It's all about that internal satisfaction, right? So that motivation comes from within you, not from external factors. On the other hand, we have extrinsic motivation. So extrinsic motivation is driven by external factors, right? Maybe you need English for a job, or you want to impress somebody with your Shakespeare quotes. Both are powerful, but they work differently. So why does all this matter? Because, my friends, understanding the why behind your language learning can transform a mundane task into a meaningful journey. It's not just about learning a language. It's about connecting to your motivations and making the journey truly yours. As somebody who's teaching languages, I've also been in your shoes of learning languages. So let me take you back to the early days of my French language learning saga. So picture a wide-eyed language enthusiast that's me, enthusiastically jumping into French, armed with nothing but a beret of optimism. But oh la la, was I in for a surprise. The language that had seemed so romantic in movies was a labyrinth of verb conjugations, gendered nouns, and phrases that defied logic. I remember staring blankly at expressions like poser un lapin, literally to put down a rabbit, but it actually means standing somebody up, like not showing up to your scheduled appointment, and wondering, what do rabbits have to do with punctuality? All I could think of was the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland who has a very important date and who's always late, and he's carrying a clock with him. So that was my only way of rationalizing it. But of course, there was another meaning. Now, my breakthrough came when I shifted my focus from just learning French to immersing myself in French culture. That was the breakthrough. I wanted to feel the rhythm of the language, to understand the humor in les blagues, jokes, and experience the joy of saying tomber dans les bras de Morphée, to fall into the arms of Morpheus, meaning to fall asleep. I mean, how beautiful is that? So poetic. Understanding the poetic nuance in French was a goal of mine. So this shift in purpose from a vague goal to a tangible, culturally rich objective is what transformed my language learning journey and ultimately gave me purpose. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I think it's helpful for you to understand how you can find your own purpose in your language learning journeys. And in your example, it's probably because you're here, English, right? But it can be applied to any other language that you choose to learn. So for you, as an English language learner, finding your why can be just as transformative an experience. Maybe your why is to appreciate English literature in its native form, or to communicate confidently in global business environments. Whatever it is, finding your personal purpose, your raison d'être for learning English, can turn a challenging task into an exciting adventure filled with unique discoveries and personal growth. So go on, find your why, and let it be the wind beneath your language learning wings. Trust me, it will change everything. Okay, so embarking on the quest to master English is a bit like setting sail on the open seas. It's crucial to have a clear destination in mind. But how do you pinpoint that destination? Let's navigate through some practical steps to identify your unique purpose for learning English. First, take a moment for some introspection. We'll be right back after this short break. So ask yourself, why English? Is it the charm of being able to watch Hollywood movies without subtitles, or the thrill of understanding the lyrics of the Beatles or Taylor Swift? Maybe it's the prospect of confidently presenting in an international conference, or the dream of backpacking across English-speaking countries. These reflective questions are your compass, guiding you towards your true north in language learning. Next, envision your future with English. So I want you to imagine a day in your life, a few years from now, where English is a part of your routine. Are you negotiating business deals with international clients, or teaching your kids English as a second language? Or perhaps you're ordering a coffee in a quaint cafe in London, chatting away with the locals. This exercise isn't just daydreaming. It's a powerful tool to crystallize your goals and aspirations, and to truly understand, what do you want? Now let's talk about common purposes. For many, career enhancement tops the list. In our increasingly globalized world, English is often the lingua franca of the business world. And for others, it's the allure of travel and cultural exploration. English is a key that unlocks doors to diverse cultures, histories, and experiences. And then, of course, there's the joy of cultural appreciation. Understanding English allows you to enjoy books and movies and music and art in their original form. Identifying your purpose is like finding the secret ingredient in a recipe. It adds flavor, depth, and direction to your language learning journey. So take these steps. Ask yourself the tough questions. sit with them. Don't expect to answer them right away. And let your purpose guide you to mastery in English. So once you've locked in your purpose, which is a big step forward, the next step is to set goals that turn your language learning aspirations into reality. Think of goal setting as creating a personal roadmap for your English learning journey. The key here is to set goals that are realistic and achievable, aligning perfectly with your purpose. Enter the world of SMART goals, which are goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, these aren't just fancy schmancy buzzwords. They're the building blocks of effective goal setting. Specific, be clear about what you want to achieve. Instead of saying, I want to improve my English, say, I want to expand my vocabulary in business English. Measurable, how will you measure your progress? For instance, I want to learn 30 new business-related words in English each and every week. Achievable, set goals within your reach. If you're a beginner, don't aim to read War and Peace in English right off the bat. Relevant, your goals should align with your broader purpose. If you're learning English for travel, focus on conversational skills and local phrases. Time bound, give yourself a deadline. I will be able to hold a 15-minute conversation in English about my favorite travel experiences in 6 months. Now let's take a look at some examples at different proficiency levels. Beginner, in 3 months, I will learn and use 5 new English phrases daily related to everyday situations. Intermediate, by the end of the year, I will comfortably watch and understand the plot of English TV shows without subtitles. Advanced, within 6 months, I will write and deliver a 10-minute speech in English on a topic I'm passionate about. Remember, setting SMART goals turns the nebulous task of language learning into a structured and rewarding journey. So be sure to be specific, make it measurable, keep it achievable, ensure it's relevant, and set a time frame. Your English mastery is just one goal away with a couple of steps in between. What about staying motivated? That's a huge question that we might have, right? Maintaining motivation on your English language journey can be a bit like keeping a campfire burning. It requires constant fuel and a bit of TLC. So let's explore some strategies to keep your motivational fire ablaze, ensuring that you stay connected to your purpose. We'll be right back after this short break. First up, immerse yourself in the language. Engage in language exchanges. These are golden opportunities to practice English while learning about different cultures. Also, consume media in English. Watch movies, listen to podcasts, read books, listen to audiobooks, and immerse yourself in high-quality English content. This not only improves your language and communication skills, but also keeps you culturally attuned. Celebrating small victories is crucial. Did you finally understand the gist of a TED Talk in English? Or did you successfully order your meal in English at a restaurant without any help? These are milestones worth celebrating. They reinforce your progress and remind you of how far you've come. Tracking your progress is equally important. So keep a journal or use apps on your phone to log your learning. Seeing your growth over time can be a massive boost to your morale, especially on days where you don't have that motivation to practice or study. Okay, now let's talk about something that's very real and happens to the best of us, setbacks. Setbacks are inevitable, but they're not the end of the road. So I want you to approach them with a growth mindset. So instead of thinking, I can't do this, I want you to shift your framing to, I can't do this yet. So add that yet in there because eventually you'll be able to do it. You might not be able to do it right now, but eventually you will be. So embrace mistakes as learning opportunities and find teachable moments in setbacks or failures. Finally, remember why you started. If you have to write it on a note card, your why, and you want to put that somewhere visible in your house, on the refrigerator, on your bathroom mirror, at your office desk, on your computer, wherever you're going to see that regularly, that's a great idea because sometimes we forget why we started in the first place. And we might have those moments like, why am I doing this? Why am I investing this time, energy, resources, money, whatever you're investing, right? So I want you to revisit your purpose regularly so that you can realign your focus and reignite your passion, whether it's for career advancement, cultural exploration, travel, personal satisfaction, whatever it is, your why is the anchor that keeps you steady in your English language learning voyage. By staying engaged, celebrating your achievements, tracking your progress, embracing setbacks, and keeping your purpose in sight, you're not just learning a language, you're crafting a richer, more connected life experience. Learning English, much like my adventures with French, Greek, and Turkish, is more than just mastering grammar and vocabulary. It's about diving into a sea of cultures. Each language is a unique key, unlocking distinct worlds, perspectives, and ways of life. Let me share a slice of this enriching journey. So with French, I learned that language is the heartbeat of culture. Walking through the streets of Nantes and Paris, the lyrical quality of French revealed itself in everyday conversations, brimming with expressions like l'esprit de l'escalier, thinking of a witty comeback too late. It taught me that language and thought are intricately woven together. Turkish, on the other hand, opened doors to a blend of Eastern and Western cultures. Phrases like kolay gelsin, may your work be easy, and enze sağlık, health to your hands, reflect a deep cultural emphasis on respect and well-wishing in daily life, really feeling and reminding ourselves of that human connection. And for me, it was a really beautiful reminder of how language can be a mirror to societal values and humanity. And similarly, even a brief encounter with Greek taught me the beauty of ancient influences in modern languages. Words like philosophy, love of wisdom, and democracy, rule of the people, in English, trace back to Greek roots, illustrating how languages intertwine through time and culture. It's a fascinating reminder of the timeless connection and influences in the tapestry of languages. Drawing parallels with English, it's clear that learning this language is more than just a skill. It's a gateway to a myriad of cultures, stories, and histories. So as you learn English, you're not just navigating a linguistic journey, you're also embarking on a cultural odyssey. Understanding idioms, humor, and historical references in English can enrich your appreciation of the language and deepen your global perspective. Remember, every language, be it English, French, Turkish, Greek, Italian, Japanese, the list goes on, is a tapestry of the culture it represents. Mastering a language is not just about speaking fluently. It's about embracing and understanding the culture that breathes life into it. Now is a great time to tell you about Explearning Academy, our community. So our self-guided yet fully supportive communication and language community is tailored specifically for professional development and personal growth. This platform offers a blend of autonomy and guidance, allowing you to steer your learning journey while having access to a wealth of resources and expert support. So whether you're looking to refine your business communication skills, enhance your professional vocabulary, learn conversational skills and reach that social fluency, or simply gain confidence in your workplace and social interactions, our community provides the tools and support that you need to succeed. With a variety of interactive modules, real-world scenarios, simulations, and a network of fellow professionals and friends, you'll find an environment that's not only enriching, but also aligned with your career aspirations. And in addition to the self-guided resources, we also offer an exclusive group coaching program designed for collective learning and deeper engagement. Meeting multiple times a week via video calls, this program offers you the opportunity to work closely with me and a small dedicated group of peers. These sessions are a space to hone your communication skills, receive personalized feedback, and engage in meaningful practice. You'll be able to work on specific areas of interest, from delivering impactful presentations to mastering the art of networking to making an elevator pitch to striking up a conversation with anybody, anywhere, all while building a supportive network. This unique blend of individual attention and group interaction creates a dynamic and fun learning environment that accelerates your professional language development and enhances your communicative competence, as well as confidence. We'll be right back after this short break. As we draw the curtains on our journey today, let's quickly recap the essential treasures we've gathered along the way. So we delved into the crucial role of purpose in language learning, that guiding, shining star leading us through the ebbs and flows of mastering English. We then navigated the process of identifying personal goals, transforming our aspirations from vague wishes to clear, achievable targets. And we armed ourselves with strategies to keep the flames of motivation burning brightly, even when the winds of challenge blow. Remember, the path to language mastery is as unique as you are. Whether it's through the lyrical realms of French, the cultural mosaic of Turkish, or the ancient echoes in Greek, each language experience enriches your English journey. Embrace this journey with a purpose-driven mindset. Let your reasons for learning English guide you, shape your goals, and fuel your persistence. I encourage you to take these insights and make them your own. Reflect on them, experiment with them, and most importantly, enjoy every step of your language learning adventure. And of course, my friends, I would love to hear from you. Your experiences, your challenges, your triumphs, they all make this journey so much richer. So feel free to share your stories, ask questions, or just say hello in the comments down below. I read every single one of them. Thank you so much for joining me on this linguistic expedition. Here's to your success in mastering English and beyond. Catch you later. Bye for now.